And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live here at the 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo and Eric Reinert. Greg will be in soon, Trisha in San Diego, and we had some wise discussions.
Is Trisha going to be
Joseph. No, she's in San Diego.
Oh, I thought you said she was joining us or something.
Oh, no. Maybe later. Possibly. I don't know what Joseph's singing here.
Oh,
this
yeah.
This might be a pretend expression.
I love
of
it when they pour some
had.
Sugar on me.
Oh, sugar on you?
Oh, yeah. That's hot.
I was really curious when... And Eric, you could comment on this too. When Jody Ambrose said, the weight of a man, did you think that was interesting?
I get, it's kind of the same thing with a woman.
I actually got a text
from
a woman.
You just like them lighter.
What did the text say?
The text that is very important. The weight, the feel of a man, the smell of a man, everything about the man.
Wow.
So certain things that you can't have.
Don't wear deodorant.
Yeah.
Well, there are certain, and the same thing goes for a guy. I mean,
yeah, exactly, no doubt.
You want the smell of a woman,
the
you
scent
want
of
the,
a woman.
The skin, the smooth skin, everything. Just
keep
yeah.
dreaming, Joseph.
All right, text that woman.
Trust me, I will.
Text your person, whoever texts, and ask why that's important, or have them call in.
I don't think that they'll call in.
Okay, so maybe we could get an answer why that is important.
Yes, I know they are listening. So if you have further clarification, send me a text. But I can answer as far as a woman, as far as a guy,
No, we don't want you to answer the guy part.
No,
we want you to answer the woman part.
Well, I'm saying that you want...
The feel of the smooth skin.
Yes.
The silkiness, the tenderness, just the freshness of all encompassing... amazing flow of the sensual ability
right.
to wonder what I'm really saying.
Yes, but a butter tart is a sex position.
I have no idea what that is.
That's a sex position.
Hey, what type
Google
of
it.
Position is that?
I don't know. We will.
Oh,
you know
Google
what?
It? All right.
You know
what's
what?
It called? Butter tart?
Butter tart. I think it's a sex position. We'll have to find out. I'm getting all sorts of texts now. But in the meantime.
Butter tart.
Yeah, it might be an aphrodisiac. I don't know. A butter tart might be an aphrodisiac. Perhaps we'll have to find out. We're working on that behind the scenes right now. But,
it says it's a type of small pastry.
A type of small pastry. Is it like a square or something?
In Canadian cuisine.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. It's not a sex position.
I don't know. People describe these things all kinds of weird ways to me.
Oh, but here's a picture of something I've never seen before.
Why? See, that's what I'm telling you.
I'm just joking.
And that's what you get.
It's a bunch of little tarts. So if you do a butter
and they're
tart,
all buttered
you have
up.
Tarts.
They're all
I don't know. I've never heard of that before. Okay.
Right.
So a butter tart.
But as far as the touch, the smell and everything like that of a woman,
What do you mean, yeah? What does yeah mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm getting... Okay.
Flustered. He's getting texts everywhere, and he's getting
dates.
Yes,
and
that's
I'm
the
waiting
most important
for,
thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, okay. All right. Well, then we might not have our aphrodisiac expert on.
Yeah. Oh. She might have stiffed us.
Okay, all right. And now, so should we review sex tape?
Let's review sex tape,
okay.
Since that is the whole reason that today is Breakthrough Entertainment's sex show.
Yes,
if you missed this last hour, you need to go back and.
It's good education.
Yeah, it's real good education.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it was good sexy talk.
They don't teach that in high school anymore.
They don't? They did away with sex education?
I don't know.
The
religious right wing doesn't like that, and they like to change the history books, too.
Oh, wow. So they may have changed that where there's no such thing as sex, and we are all created from something else.
There's no such thing as sex.
Yeah, I think that's what it
God,
is,
the
right?
The world is horrible.
Yes, and the dinosaurs were here 6,500 years ago.
Wow.
Well, you know what? Actually, I meant to say this earlier. I'm going to tell you something at the end of today's show.
Yeah?
You're going to want to stay tuned in throughout the rest of the show because end of the show, I'm going to tell you something that is better than sex.
Okay.
Chocolate?
I'm going to tell you something that's better than sex at the end of the show. Okay? Calm
Sexual
down.
Chocolate.
Calm down. All right.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Me either.
I won't be here, but I'll listen on the radio.
Okay.
Sex tape.
Sex
Review.
Tape. Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz play a married couple who tape themselves trying out every position in The Joy of Sex, including Reverse Cowgirl and
Butter Tart.
Yes, those are two of them. In 1 3-hour marathon session, only to later discover that their most private video has gone public. Before we review it, Dave, have you ever made a sex tape?
No, I have not.
Okay.
But I filmed several. No, I'm kidding. I've never made a sex tape. Eric, can
you're
we
Ron
ask
Jeremy.
You?
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he has.
Can we ask Eric?
Yeah, Eric,
ever
have you ever filmed yourself?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he
copped
first.
That was a hesitation there.
Wow, and well, I did see it. It was magnificent, by the way.
Maybe some photos. But
I call it the Magnificent
some
Seven.
Some photos, okay. All right.
Oh, photos?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some photos, but no actual footage.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not talking about that part, footage. Are we? Maybe we are. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
found footage. Well, yeah, I found that footage.
And, you know, I doubt we're going to get any calls about this, but if you have ever made a sex tape, we want to know why.
You can call anonymously.
Yes, you can call anonymously. Change your voice a little bit.
Like unless Ron, I know the people.
602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480.
And
I will be really surprised.
Nobody from Dallas can call unless your name's Debbie.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, we would
or
love to.
Or if you know Woodward and Bernstein and your name is.
Or,
oh, I forgot that
or
name.
If you are willing to make one, my name's Joseph and 602-252-1480.
Yeah,
all
I mean,
right.
That's a legitimate thing, but I don't think we should say it.
Woodward and Bernstein?
Right.
Yeah, I never. Yeah.
I don't think that should go.
No, I didn't say that.
No.
I was good at that. I was a good boy, right?
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Unlike your son.
Yes.
Your bad boy son.
Yeah, Greg would have said it like an hour ago.
Yes.
All right. Well, so Sex Tape,
yes,
the movie.
I saw it.
A comedy.
Yes.
You saw it. I saw it. Do you want to go first or
I'll go
should
first.
I? Oh, I was. Okay.
All right.
You want to go first?
Yeah, another movie about marriage that seems to change one sexually.
Can I guess real quick what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
What each of you are going to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dave liked it. I'm going to say you hated it.
Okay.
All right. Well, here it is. Another movie about marriage that seems to change one's sexual behaviors, yet Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel did have a heartfelt connection. I like that part of it. So it wasn't all about sex. It was about this heartfelt connection. Kids, work, everyday life seemed to impact their sex life. They were looking for external stimulation to improve their sex
stimulation.
Life. And what did I say?
Stimulation. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I thought I said that. And thus made a porno tape, like you said. I thought it was a funny movie. It got sort of silly towards the end, but Jack Black rescued the silliness, thus a thumbs up. Eric, you are right. I thought it was funny. Not profound, but good enough.
But you liked it.
I liked it.
Okay. Well, so far you're at least half right. We'll see if you can get
very nicely done.
We'll see if you can go the full Monty here.
The full Monty. I think that means something.
I think so. You know, well, for a movie with such a scandalous title that is certain to have theaters on alert for auditorium jumping minors. I mean, it's like, just imagine this. The marquee says sex tape. I mean, all the kids like going, okay, yeah, I will take one for Maleficent and one for How to Train Your Dragon 2. Oh, wait, no, that's a sex tape, too.
You're on the right track there. Right.
So you're saying young kids would want to see this movie.
Yeah, they want to see this movie.
But I went to a theater where it was all Republicans.
Really? I think that'd scare them away.
No. In the secret life of Republicans,
right.
Sex tape in
Say
theaters.
One thing, yes. Do another.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I think that kids are going to be desperate to see this movie just by the title alone and from the trailers and everything
Cameron
like that.
Diaz, nice. I'm not kidding. There were some good scenes.
Okay.
Nice.
You don't see as much as you thought that you would based on all the...
Oh, I saw plenty.
What did you...
I have... Vision.
Okay.
That
well, yeah, you see certain things, but yeah, it's not quite
no,
as.
Oh, that was good. Come on.
Okay. Well, my point is.
Your point these... is what?
Careful there.
Just wear a hat. Nobody will see it.
But it better be a very small hat.
This movie, Sex Tape, is incredibly innocuous.
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 Okay.
Eric is right.
Nice.
Eric is right.
Yeah.
I'm giving Sex
Way
Tape a
nice.
Thumbs down. You know what? It is not nearly raunchy enough. We're talking about all these, you know, we talked about Sex Drive. Did we even mention the song that brought us into the
no.
segment?
No,
wow.
We did not.
Okay. Well, that was Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. It was from the To-Do List. Now, that's a raunchy movie where they talk
Didn't
about all sorts of of sex positions.
What's the girl's name in that?
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
Yeah, she's very cute, and she makes a list of every single sexual position that she could possibly think of, or you know, that people have been telling
her. There's books on that.
Yeah, yeah, and she wants to try them all out.
Just go to the library,
one summer.
For God's sakes.
What about the Flying J?
I've not heard that one.
Joseph J, the Flying J.
I can 602-252.
That's where you pick Joseph up and throw him.
Yeah, like a dart.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that was.
And wherever you go, you know.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, the to-do list is a very raunchy movie, and it delivers exactly what you want from it. Sex tape. Like I said, it's incredibly innocuous. It doesn't have.
It wasn't raunchy. I agree.
It wasn't raunchy enough.
And, but I thought it was heartfelt.
And that's the thing, is that the tone is too uneven. Did they want to make a raunchy comedy? Did they want to make something heartfelt? I mean, you know, frankly, this entire movie was very forgettable.
But don't you
very
think there were some funny parts?
Yes, I laughed in the beginning, but then I ran out of laughs halfway through.
Jack Black? I thought he was good.
By that time, I was done with the movie. I wasn't interested anymore. I mean, Rob Lowe is funny. But then that scene,
he
was
really
good.
Young too.
The paintings in his house are hilarious.
Very funny.
I don't want to spoil it for you, but the paintings alone are hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
But that scene, it goes from funny to outlandish, and the thing is, it turns into some cartoon. It's like a sitcom.
But I thought it was funny enough to give it a thumbs up.
Okay. Well, you have your right to do that, you know. But
I have a right.
But I just want to say, in other words, it's okay, but there are plenty of better things on which you can blow your wad of cash.
Oh. They did mention cash.
I said it faster than I wrote it in the review.
They did?
I put
ellipses. That down?
Yeah. But
right, Justin.
Yeah, anyway. So,
what are you renaming these, right?
It's an okay movie. If you want to see it, you know. But Cameron Diaz, I did.
Beautiful.
Yeah, especially when they made her look younger. I don't think she's beautiful now.
Now, do you think that was her backside? When
she was in the mask, she was cute.
Right.
Ever since then.
And they made her look like that. I don't know how they made her look
young
again.
She looked really good.
She looks like she lost 20 years off her life.
Her mouth is like 18 inches wide.
Was that really her backside, you know?
I don't know.
I thought it looked like it was.
No, it might be her backside, and then you see.
Because in contracts, they usually say you can't. Well, you know, they'll have a
body double.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, body double.
And I did receive a text, an anonymous text.
Really?
How do you do that?
And you know, this is not from someone I know, actually. So this is a listener. I have no idea how they got my
number.
My number.
I gave it out.
This is apparently, well, because I do some of the contests and stuff like that. Dude, go to breakradioshow.com.
We're dying to hear the
click
text.
On the I will, but click on the F, and you can go to
Joseph's
our Facebook page. And yeah, we do different contests, and unfortunately, I've given my phone number, and now people probably keep it in there. But anyway, I do know this person's name, but I do not know this person, other than, you know, I know that they entered the contest.
Who the heck is it now? What is it?
So
say?
This person has made a few sex tapes with their last boyfriend. She also takes pictures when she feels sexy.
And did she send you any?
No.
Can you ask her?
What do you mean by that? She's sexy.
Please send Joseph pictures.
No, please don't send
please
me pictures.
Do.
Oh, come on.
Come on, we'll share them.
You can
I
send
don't know
them
who this
Eric.
Person is.
You can send them
it
to
might
Eric
be,
at
I've never met this person.
Com.
What if one of us knows her?
That's okay. Yeah, send them to Eric at KPHX.
At 1480kphx.com.
Oh, you can do that?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see who's got the cojones to do that.
Wow.
How do you do that? Is that the phone number?
That's my email address.
Phone number.
Oh, that's your email? Oh, do that again. Okay, give it out again. What is it, Eric?
Eric at 1480kphx.com.
And that's E-R-I-C.
What?
E-R-I-C, Eric.
Correct.
Yes.
Not E-R-I-K.
No, correct. That's Swedish.
Yeah, this is very important. Put the C and not
Eric
the K.
Eric at 1480kphx.com.
Your best, what do we call it?
Sexy picture.
Sexy picture.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be naked, just sexy.
Sexy. You could be clothed.
Yeah. And maybe you'll get a free trip in the studio. We're not guaranteeing it.
Well, it depends on if we think they're sexy. If you think I'm sexy.
And, Joseph will sign an autograph any place you want.
Any place.
It's like a tattoo or something.
By the way, you don't even have Rod Stewart in here, that song.
No, I don't. Well, because all these are songs from movies and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
all right, there we go.
Actually, if you want to queue up number two, we finally play song number two.
Oh, I closed it, but let me grab it again.
All right, grab it again.
It's ready.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Ready. Well, this song is from Sex Tape. And of course, we mentioned the Full Monty earlier.
We did?
Yeah. This is Etta James singing.
Oh, she's awesome.
Leave your hat on. You can.
Your very small hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
And
take off.
I've
your
never
shoes.
Heard it. So what is this about? This song.
What do you think this song is about?
Let me hear. Etta James. She sang that great song, Eric, At Last.
Take
I don't know that one.
That vest.
Oh, that was a famous song.
Yeah, At Last.
Well, all right, so what is this about? Facetious. Give us the rundown, the lowdown.
This is about you can leave your hat on. It's basically she wants you naked.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Except yeah. Keep your hat on.
Oh, but take
everything
else off.
You can leave your hat on. Everything else off. That's,
keep it under your hat.
Yeah. You can leave your socks on because I don't like feet, but everything else can come off.
Oh, really? So let's talk about this.
No, we'll talk about it during the break.
You want the women to leave the socks on.
Leave the socks on because I don't like
they
feet.
They wear socks?
But,
how about the pantyhose? Does that go?
Are you?
I'm trying to confuse him here.
Be a little hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I do know someone who. I actually got a text from someone else that they said that all their panties were stolen. Someone was helping them move, and all of her panties were stolen.
Maybe
that guy.
Send it to Eric with the C at. What was it?
Eric
again?
At 1480kphx.com. Send your
selfies.
Sexy pictures. Sexy selfies.
All right, and we're taking a break right
yes.
now. All right, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, and we'll be right back.
It's always great to have a friend in business. That's why we encourage you to reach out to Brandon Ross at Burke Carpenter Financial, a full-service residential lender. Call now for exceptional service and an accurate pre-qualification. Connect with him online at BrandonRossHomeLoans.com or by phone at 602-953-7826. 602-953-7826. Brandon Ross, NMLS number 858655, and Burke Carpenter Financial, NMLS number 142159.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
We're all alone. No chaperone can get a number. The world's in slumber. Let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous. Let's misbehave. When Adam won his hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Dave,
I'm Dave Isaac.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You're wearing a very lovely chroma key green shirt.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to the WNBA All-Star Game right after the show across the street at U.S. Airways Center. And, yeah, it's my green look today. What's that holiday for green?
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that one.
What?
I'm
we had a St. Patrick's Day special.
One. Yeah, this is a sex show, and I am late on wearing my green.
Well, it's better than being premature, and
yes.
This is from everything you always wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask.
Great movie.
Really? I'm Joseph J. Erno.
Eric Reinert. Greg Isaac just came in studio. He'll be right back after his coffee break. Back in studio.
That didn't go over there.
And Tricia in San Diego. Anyway,
yeah,
we have a sex theme today.
Yeah, sex theme, and that's why we're playing, you know, because we told you in our first hour, more Jody told us everything you always wanted to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask.
Yeah, she was really cool. I want to get her in studio.
Yeah.
And her friends, too.
And this is Irving Aronson singing. And, let's misbehave.
Singing
the song, but yeah, it's Woody Allen, right?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people in the movie. Burt Reynolds, yeah. Tony Randall, tons of people. Yeah.
Oh, wow, Tony Randall. You like Woody Allen, Eric?
I used to.
Yeah. How about his tastes in wives?
Very, very, very weird.
Did he marry his...
daughter?
Yeah, something like that. I didn't know how that worked. Oh, his adopted daughter, I think.
Well...
Oh, is this
either way, it's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Well, let's talk about something that's a little bit less weird right now.
What would that be?
Boyhood. Boyhood. You know, yes, the big movie that is in wide release, very wide. Sex Tape. We just reviewed it. Did you see it, Greg? By the way,
I have not seen it yet. I want to, of course.
Eric guessed who got the, who gave it a thumbs up and thumbs down. Tell us. Greg.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know who?
So there was there one of each.
Or? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Dave liked it. And Joseph did not.
Yeah, he
knows you guys.
Why didn't you like it, Joseph?
It wasn't raunchy enough.
Really? Okay.
I like my raunchy movies raunchy. Yeah.
You like your women raunchy.
Yes, I do. 602-252-1480.
Right, I like oil.
Joseph, I think for that you got to give out your personal number.
Don't worry. Apparently people have my personal number.
Oh, we already asked for the sexiest picture, and Eric's going to get them.
Have you gotten any pictures yet? No?
Yeah. No, I didn't really expect to.
Oh, come on, people. Come on.
Maybe
if I gave my email
address. Yes, you do that.
Pictures of what?
Or maybe if you gave your picture to start off.
Well, that would scare them away. But wait, what type of picture? Yeah. I'm kidding, Joseph. But
I'm sexy.
You're very sexy.
I don't judge. But what pictures are you asking for?
Sexy pictures.
Oh, okay.
Sexy selfies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard any of the show before I came in, so I'm just kind of getting it. Yes.
If I was not good looking, would I be out floating on the Salt River?
Yeah, probably.
All day with five women in bikinis.
Well,
I mean,
because
come on.
There was no action.
See, that's why I go to the bar crawls and stuff. I'm like,
why?
Yeah, hey, you want to go to a pool party or the Salt River? Because then that way you get them in their bikinis.
But what happens then?
I don't know what happens next.
You get to see women in bikinis.
I get to see women in bikinis, but that's as far as I've gotten. Right. Is that the moment
you mention you have a pet duck, that just ruins the whole deal.
That's what I want to ask Jody, if that was sexy.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, I would.
Yeah, that would have been a good question.
I would leave that out.
We'll ask her when we have her in studio. We'll have when we have her in studio.
And whatever you do, don't ever take them back to your apartment or house or wherever you live.
Or unless you want a quack up.
Okay.
Wow.
But it helps.
It's funny to hear Eric laugh through the glass, not over the ear.
Right, and then the mic gets muted. It's great stuff. You know, one thing that helps, whether it's first, second, third, or fourth base, after you take your bikini girls out, you and Mr. Wrighty have a story later on.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Rosie Palm.
Yeah.
Is that like
that's
Rosie
why you've been bulking up.
Yeah, I said I was bulking up. They thought it was a euphemism.
It is a
Anyway, all right, we got to be careful here because
I saw
Greg's
the movie
here.
Boyhood.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yes, Boyhood.
I reviewed it.
Yeah, so now, like I said, Sex Tape is the wide opening, but Boyhood is getting all the press. Yeah. Richard Linklater directed it. It took him 12 years to make this movie. 12 years, of course, we know his name from Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight.
Some of Dave's favorites.
Yes. Well, I absolutely loved it. I know Dave hated it. But Boyhood, you know, we'll have to see it. Maybe we'll disagree again. Maybe we'll agree. Maybe we'll both like it. Maybe
we're
we'll both hate it.
We're going to have to ask Greg and Eric to guess on this.
Yeah. What do you think?
You just said he hated it.
He hated
Sunrise.
Before Midnight.
Oh, I'm going to say you both loved it.
Okay.
I'm going to say, yeah, both like that because it's a 12-year thing. It's different. Even if the movie itself, because I noticed it's almost 3 hours.
Well, yeah,
even if it's boring,
it's
because of the
minutes.
Uniqueness. I mean, to have these actors for 12 years. Did anyone die, by the way, in the middle of production?
No, that I know. No.
There are a couple people in the audience that did, but not.
Yeah, well, it is almost 3 hours. Yeah. There's 163 minutes, whatever that is. And so Ellar Coltrane plays a boy/young man who, with his sister, played by.
They started filming when he was six, correct?
Yes. And so 12 years later, and so with his sister, played by Lorelei Linklater, so that's Richard Linklater's daughter.
Wonder how she got the part.
Is taken on an emotional journey through the years from childhood to adulthood. Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke also star. Of course, Ethan Hawke is from Before Midnight.
Yeah.
And
Sunrise and all the three.
Yeah, yeah.
Julie Delpy.
Right. Well, she's not in this movie.
No.
Delpy? Is it Delpy or Delpy?
Delpy. It's Delpy.
That one.
But he also says Paul Judd. So.
I don't speak
French,
but I kiss that way.
Yeah, I think we can talk like this.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
All right,
he's
I don't know
French.
Either.
All right.
I don't know.
Chinese. Oh, that's very good.
I do not shit.
Joseph, yeah, I was going to say our friends from Family Guy have given you a sexy photo of Quagmire there.
That's very nice. I like that.
Very good. Glenn Quagmire.
Can you pull up a picture of Lois in a bikini?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, so Boyhood, 12 years in the making. Unlike any movie, you know, I'm not saying whether I liked it or not, you're not yet, but unlike any movie that has ever been made before, just on the surface of it.
Well, let me give a hint, so maybe Eric and Greg can change their votes if they want. This had the feel of Before Sunrise.
You hated it.
I still think you liked it because of the uniqueness.
Eric changed his vote?
Well, now that you say that.
Oh, did you change it?
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Okay, and you?
I'm keeping. I think you both liked it.
Dave, tell us. Did you like it?
I did.
Oh, okay. I shouldn't have changed.
I know. I fooled everyone. Should I
get a 20?
Yeah, tell us what you thought, and then I'll share
this
my
is
review.
How these are the notes I took. A relatable, real-life story, the ups and downs that people go through, viewed over a 12-year period with the same actors. That's why I liked it. I thought, wow, this is really amazing that they kept the focus, the continuity. Why is Greg laughing?
You know, the way you said that with the notes, you'd say, I could see you being in the theater with your phone or iPad, and everyone's like, what's this guy doing?
I was sitting by people.
He's got
I
a
was
notepad
writing
and a pencil.
Notes.
Yeah.
I was actually writing notes. Do you do the same thing?
I don't. It's all,
and someone's
it's all
asking,
up here
what are
in
you
my
doing?
Head.
But it was
this
a
one.
Chance to...
Eyes up here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I told them I'm doing the review, and they're probably listening right now. So anyway, so it's over a 12-year period with the same actors. Very unique. I've never seen this. The little kid was a phenomenal actor. Does he do other stuff, by the way, now? He's very good.
Ellar Coltrane? I don't believe so.
I liked what
he
did.
He's been a professional actor for at least 12 years.
Yeah. And some of the relatable areas, I thought.
But he's changed his, you know, his look and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he has. He reminds me of Taylor, the guy from...
Taylor Lautner?
Yeah. He does remind me a bit about
Taylor Lautner. Always looks angry.
He looks more like
that's what I gotta look like at the bar crawl.
What's the kid from?
He looks pretty young there.
The Terminator 3 and Bully, the actual bully that gets
Arnold.
Killed. No, the skinny.
I know, I'm
kid,
kidding.
The guy that disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they ever find him?
Yeah, they did. No. He was in rehab.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this so is what I wrote. There was not a specific plot, but it was like the process of life. Thus, the movie was a journey, sort of a journal of sorts. About his family, single mom, two kids, and a dad, and 2 hours and 45 minutes, quite a long time. At one point, about 2 hours in, I thought this was excruciatingly slow. However, by the end of the movie, it was like watching a home video and a family growing up and realizing that time just zips by and all that is left is now. This movie was like life unfolding at the speed of light. I mean, it was phenomenally done, I thought. And in the end, you might ask, where did it all go? The moral of the story, you know, really to create meaning in your life. Embrace each moment, appreciate all that happens while connecting the dots to a greater meaning. Because, I mean, there's many comments by, you know, the mom, I won't be a spoiler, but, you know, where does it all go? And you know, the empty nest syndrome, phenomenally done, I thought. And some really good transitions from how they did the age sequence. You know, it wasn't a slow transition. You know, one time he's six and they may jump to eight. So you see the, not a big noticeable difference, but enough to say, wow, that's interesting. And then eight, to, you know, maybe 10 or 11. So the transitions were well done. Joseph, do you think so too?
Yeah.
From an age standpoint.
Well, I haven't told you what I thought of it yet. But
oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah.
So there are many funny parts in this movie. I think it could have used a little more drama. There's several parts, but not enough of, you know, some tragedies. You know, some, I shouldn't say tragedies, but some really emotional impact on the audience. I thought there was one, but I think there could have been more in a 12-year period. I think the humor was excellent. But overall, I give it a thumbs up for its uniqueness. But make sure you got a lot of popcorn, a lot of soda. Go potty before the show starts.
Well, you know how much I loved Before Midnight.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved the two movies before it and everything like that. And it is a very long movie. And
you loved it.
Well, I want to ask Dave this first. Did you cry at the end?
No, not at all.
Just you.
What was there to cry about?
I don't know. Because that's exactly what I was doing. This is one of the best movies of the year. This is a breakthrough.
All right.
Boyhood is a breakthrough.
We're close.
Yeah. I'll give you something to cry about.
No, I was crying at the end because, like you said, you were watching.
Yeah, like a family video.
You were spending 12 years with these people, this family.
I would agree. Yeah.
Not just this one kid, but this family. You were spending 12 years with them.
Yeah.
In 3 hours, you were experiencing their highs and their lows, and we all know we have a lot of highs and lows every single day. I know I do. And, you know, this is, their joys become your joys. Their tragedies become your tragedies. Their lives become representative of your own. This movie has a transcendent feeling that is aggrandized by the amazing authenticity for which writer-director Richard Linklater's motion pictures have become known. The truthful beauty that emanates from this movie is guaranteed to leave you absolutely awestruck. I cried at the end. You know, I'm not going to say what happened, but just the fact that it's life, you see life evolving and happening before you. We don't get to see this because life happens so very slowly.
In a split second, a blur of the moment, and that's what I took. Eric, you had a question.
I was just going to make a comment. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've heard everybody I've heard talk about it said it's awesome.
Yeah.
And
just the fact, just imagine the patience it takes.
Oh, yeah.
12 years to make a film, that's impressive.
Not
enough.
Just patience.
I totally agree with you. Totally.
But trust. I mean, trust that nobody's going to die.
Right. I mean,
nobody
you've
is going to
something.
Not be interested. And I mean, and then Ellery Coltrane changed his look. You know, that
phenomenal.
Was him in real life. That was, you know, he came in with his fingernails painted and all that, you know, looking kind of goth. And Richard Linklater said, okay, we're going to run with it. We're going to do this. This is what you are now.
Why not?
How about Ethan Hawke?
And he has
acting,
at
right?
At one point, he's got long hair. At one point, Ethan Hawke is amazing, absolutely amazing. And everything I loved about Before Midnight is what I love about Boyhood. So I implore you to, am I using that correctly? You to go back and watch Before Midnight again after having seen Boyhood. Because Before Midnight, as viewed, you know, before sunrise, before sunset, and before midnight, viewed all in one sitting is like watching Boyhood. You are watching a relationship transform and go through the highs and lows before your very eyes. And just this is
But this is better than before.
I would agree. I would agree. This is guaranteed to be on my best
list.
You
know what makes it even crazier when you think about it like this? Ethan Hawke's been acting for a long time, obviously.
Yes.
And, you know, he's a, you know, teen star type of guy, or, you know, early 20s.
I was like crying right when I saw him in the beginning because we see him 12 years ago.
That's when Training Day came out, basically.
Yeah,
that's one
movie.
Of his best
that's
movies
awesome.
When he was still fairly young in his early 30s, but looked like he's in his early
20s. Yeah. Nicely.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Well, right. No, wow. He still looks young.
You want to tell us something?
But when you think about 12 years.
Shirt. What is that thing down there, by the way?
When you think about 12 years in the making, that's going back to 2002, a year after 9/11. That's how long that took to make.
And to pick up your same character That's got to be a little challenging for actors and actresses. But, I mean, there's so many relatable moments, and I agree with everything you said, Joseph. And, I mean, like the single mom goes back for a better-paying job. I mean, things that you can relate.
Right, and the thing is, these things weren't, you know, a lot of the specific moments I haven't experienced, but they are just, they're the feelings that they that they represent. They are relatable, and, you know, I could watch the movie and say, okay, this is how I felt, you know, at this point, a different situation, but the same, you know, we all go through things.
Well, bowling with dad, I mean, people that are divorced where, you know, on Sunday the dad comes, I mean, baseball games, dynamics of blended families, it's all there, dysfunction all over the place. Bullies, peer pressure, it had it all, emptiness, girlfriends and breakups. I mean, this is a film that most people will relate to quite a bit of it, I think, especially in today's society. And, you know, I thought there's hysterical parts. I think they could have used a little more, like, emotional depth, but there was only a few parts like that. But still, it was like a journal, you're right. It was like watching your own family, a video. And when it's the same actors, it's like, wow, this is like, how did they do that? I think it's best picture of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree right now.
And maybe
we'll have to see
producing
if something else.
And maybe, I don't know if anyone will win best actor on this one.
Right. I'm
but
not
they
sure.
were good,
you know,
though. They
yeah,
were
they
good.
Were they were very good.
I like the guy. The
imagine,
guy is good.
Imagine going back to all of your home videos. So yours, of course, would be in black and white. But all the, and then probably
there was
stop
no video
motion.
Back then.
Right. Well, yeah, right.
Okay. Hand-cranked
Charlie
movies.
Chaplin.
Hand-cranked, yeah. It would be, you know, it'd be a little
no, it's
choppy.
Cartoon.
With a candle as your light.
It's a series of pages.
But imagine going back and piecing together 12 years of your life in 3 hours and watching that, how that would make you feel. This movie, we don't know these people. Somehow it accomplishes exactly that feeling.
Where there'd be a sequel. I mean, just starting
college. I don't know. You know what? And that's exactly what I was thinking.
If they start it now, they can release it, you know, in 12 years from now.
And I would love to see that. Because he did he did something similar with Before Sunrise series, and I would absolutely love to see that. I want to know what happens next in these people's lives.
So do I.
Because you know what, their lives aren't over.
And the guy is cool. I mean, he's a good person. You know that's
yeah.
And the dad turned out to be a really cool guy. I mean, he's giving the talk, you know, I won't say when, but a nice father-son talk. I mean, don't let your self-esteem be controlled by a girl. I mean, good advice. And decisiveness goes a long way in life. Half your life to acquire things and half your life to get rid of them, the mom says. Some interesting, profound moments from these people that were like, wow, it's not what it seemed. When they arrived at the end, it's like, unless there's some meaning involved. That's why I put the meaning part.
Absolutely. And, you know, even looking at my journey from the beginning of this year, I mean, I remember my New Year's Eve party that I went to, you know, that I was like, I'm going to have just one amazing year. And regardless of if it is amazing, it is a journey. We all go through journeys every single day. So imagine what that journey is for 12 years. And, you know, you have to see Boyhood. I know it's playing at the Harkins Camel View.
Yeah. On like three screens at least.
And if you can't make it out there, it will expand. I guarantee it will expand.
Sure
this
too.
Is going to be one of the biggest movies of 2014. I guarantee it's going to be at the Oscars. I guarantee it's going to be on my best list.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sure we're going to be talking a lot
talk
more about
it. I want to talk to that guy. Let's get the guy to I want to call him and have him on air.
Ella Coltrane?
Yeah.
There was an opportunity, but I'll tell you something after the break about that.
After the break, ladies and gentlemen.
Joseph ruined it for us.
Well, no. He was here, but apparently he did not want to speak with us on Breakthrough Entertainment. So.
Why?
Again, I'll tell you off the break. So I wanted to get Richard Linkletter on instead, but apparently that didn't work out either.
Well, we'll work
on
it. So,
but, you know, there you go,
film.
Is that I'm not holding, you know, a grudge, even though, you know, there were some bad situations with the studio and with the representatives and the certain situations like that. Yet I still gave it a breakthrough, and I can still say you need to see Boyhood.
And I'm going to get these people on because I really honor their performance.
All right. You work on it.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, we got some exciting guests on after the break. They're going to tell us about a movie that is playing at the Prescott Film Festival. But before we get to that, I want to play a song, or Eric's going to play a song for us.
It's already playing, man.
I know. It's from Good Luck Chuck. Remember that? Good Luck Chuck?
Good Luck Chuck. Dane, yeah, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook, of course.
Oh,
women,
Dane Cook.
When they sleep with
Jessica
him.
Alba,
yeah,
too?
They
yeah.
get
so
they
there's
get
a penguin in that, I think.
There is?
Maybe a cousin of your Frozen.
Maybe. Have you ever heard of the butter tart
no.
sex position?
No, I
okay.
haven't.
Okay, well, we'll keep seeking that
no,
out.
No, they're little tarts, like I said, from Canada.
What is this song about? Olivia Newton-John, physical?
Oh,
what is she talking about?
No, it's just about her
is that exercise? Exercising?
That's what
I think that's what it is.
Actually, when I saw an interview of her recently, and she was so naive at the time, she said, when she recorded the song, she thought it was about exercise.
Wow.
So that's why she
busy.
Put that in the video.
And she plays in Las Vegas at the Tropicana.
Well, if you're interested in getting physical
no,
and you
Tropicana,
are attractive.
The Flamingo, sorry.
If you are a sexy woman, you want to get physical, 602-252-1480. My name is Joseph, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours, two and a half.
Or he will wait if you do call in and make reservations.
Absolutely.
Because that's how you do it.
This is my sexy.
Make reservations with Joseph. This is Breakthrough Entertainment
yes,
Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
It's hot here in Phoenix.
We'll be right back.
It's now time for the word association game. Contestants, go ahead.
Bars. Meat market. Gas.
High prices.
Politicians.
Liars.
Auto mechanics.
Ripoff. Guys, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. Now when I think of my auto mechanic, I think of trust, care, safety, and fairness. This sounds like the definition of a friend, which was what Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair achieves with his customers. The peace of mind that comes with a mechanic that puts you first. Located at 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 85018. Call 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Ardo. Erdo.
Erdo.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I said Ardo, yeah. But I meant to say Erdo. Greg Isaac in studio, Eric Reinert, and Trisha in San Diego. This is the sex show.
I want to rock.
Yeah, you
602-252-1480 if you want to rock too.
We've had a review of sex tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Siegel.
So
an interview with sexologist Jody Ambrose was on our show. We reviewed the movie Premature. And
no, we didn't review it prematurely. It came out a couple weeks ago. It was
late,
actually.
Yeah. What do I know about those type of topics?
Right.
And the big breakthrough by really Joseph and myself is Boyhood. What a great movie. Get out and see it. Probably Academy Award winning. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
This is the sex show on Breakthrough Entertainment.
And because it is Breakthrough Entertainment sex show, that's why we had on, our segment was brought in by I Want to Rock by Twisted Sister from Road Trip. Of course, there's a sex tape in that movie, right?
There is, absolutely. Breckenmeyer has to find it before his girlfriend.
What are you eating?
Gets
more salty.
What do you got? Like the Godfather.
What do you got in your? What do you
I never
in your
tell
mouth
you
there?
To conduct business outside the family.
No, the banana's for later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's for a 12:15.
I've got a banana
snack.
Too. 602-252-1480. And right now. What?
I said you're so disciplined.
No, I'm just kidding. I really don't know if it'll be a 12:15. Whenever I feel like chucking down on that banana.
That's a small banana. I've got a bigger one. All right, so let's bring on.
Good for you.
But yours don't. Yours never been peeled.
Well, help
that was a good one.
That was a good one. Congratulations,
oh, thank
Dave.
You.
That was a really good one.
I'm here till Thursday.
Well, and our guests right now are probably thinking, what did we just step into?
Oh,
but
sorry.
They've been on before, so hopefully they understand. We
yes.
have on filmmakers Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover with Go With Le Flow. It is screening 10 a.m. Friday, July 25th at the Prescott Film Festival. If you're in Phoenix or in Arizona, you should go to the Prescott Film Festival and tell them you want to see that one. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey.
We haven't scared you. Wait, you're still there, right?
No. We're our band is called Bright Blue Gorilla, as you know. And so
right.
Remain calm, share your bananas is our mantra. So we're not.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm going to ask Eric to do something interesting here. The accordion theme. The accordion theme that we have on there, it's a Go With Le Flow accordion theme. I want you to play that briefly while our filmmakers tell us a little bit about the film. What, you know, if you were to describe Go With Le Flow, what would it be?
Well, it's a romantic comedy in German and French, and it's the story of a guy named Florian Flo, who is half German, half French. He always falls in love with French girls. His best friend is a German girl, who, of course, is in love with him because it's a romantic comedy. And so basically his exploit, trying to find out what true love is in Berlin.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, so that, and it's playing at the Prescott Film Festival. I know you had a screening about a couple months ago. Was it like a screening, promotional screening for the film festival? How did that go?
Yeah, we heard that it was sensational.
Yeah, we heard that they laughed in all the right places. They enjoyed it. So we're really happy to hear that. And we couldn't attend because we were in Beijing at the time. Went to the Beijing Film Festival,
right.
The Beijing Film Academy. And we were really happy to find out that it played really well in China.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that was amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, so then will you be out in Prescott for the Prescott Film Festival this time?
We will. We're flying out actually on Thursday, and we're going to attend the whole weekend. And we'll do a Q&A at the screening at the festival.
Yeah, we're going to see some other films, too, because they've got a good slate of films at the festival. Looks like some good stuff.
Wow. And now, I've never been to the Prescott Film Festival, so I don't know much about it. But is there a competition? Are you being judged?
Yeah, there is. The awards ceremony is Sunday night.
We're always being judged. We're artists.
Oh, my gosh, we are.
Yes.
We can take it, though. We have a thick skin. But,
yes.
Yeah, anybody can attend the awards ceremony. I know there's a lot of parties and screenings and workshops, and they have some great specials going on, too. You can buy a pass to the whole film festival, so we're very excited.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, the Q&As are always very exciting. We did a heavy promotion here for the last couple of years for the Phoenix Film Festival. A lot of the filmmakers came in studio, and we, you know, absolutely love those Q&As. Since you've had a few screenings so far, any wild questions that you've, you know, gotten from audience members?
Most of the time, people are shocked to know how little money we spent on the film, because I'm the writer-director, and I'm also an editor. I used to work for MTV as an editor for the show The Osbournes. Mm-hmm. So I do all the post-production myself, and that we saved a lot of money. So we spend virtually nothing on these movies. And when people see the film, they're shocked to see that we could make pretty much a studio-looking film for almost nothing, because we're doing an artist collective. And that's probably a most common question.
Yeah. And everybody chips in. We had 200 people in Berlin from 20 different countries.
Wow.
So it was a real international labor of love, which is very inspiring.
And the vibes in the film, because everybody had such a good time making it, that really comes through. And by the way, if people can't attend a festival, there's a company called Eurocinema who handles foreign films for the American market. And you can see our movie on Eurocinema.com right now or at any time if somebody wants to see it.
Yeah, and actually, you can also watch our film right now in Arizona and across the U.S. on cable, on Comcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're very excited. So it's right now it's potentially in 36 million homes, which is, you know, very inspiring for no-budget filmmakers, you know? Very excited.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, that's a terrific opportunity. And, of course, as you mentioned, your band is Bright Blue Gorilla. And, you know, I've got a song, so if you want to cue that up, don't play it yet. But so tell us a little bit about how Bright Blue Gorilla ties in to Go With LaFleau.
Well, we've been touring the world as a band since 1990 when we were, let's just say we were about 6 or 7 years old when we started.
That's right.
We've been touring Europe primarily, making records, and we started making feature films. So the music is always a really important part of the film. You know, although they're comedies mostly, not really musicals, they're comedies.
Mm-hmm.
But we tour with the film. We take the movies on the road just like we used to take CDs on the road. We do a tour with them. So the song you're about to play is called Annie, which is a love song about a girl that's a little mixed up, trying to figure out what to do with a boy she likes.
And that was from one of our other movies. Go With LaFleau is actually our fifth feature film.
Okay.
So, you know, we've been steadily making films and CDs. And like Michael said, we take them on the road. We go to art house cinemas and music clubs. You know, we play a concert. We show the movie. We do Q&As. So we get to watch our movies with audience after audience. And I think that's the best way a filmmaker can learn.
Yeah, you know if your movie's working or not.
Yes.
It's really good. So it's been good for the movie.
And so will you be having a concert here, or, you know, will you be playing with Bright Blue Gorilla here in Prescott?
Well, we're going to bring our instruments, and throughout the weekend, there might be a chance to do some jamming and playing. At the screening itself, it's scheduled pretty tight,
because
there's another short film before ours, and the Q&As. So unfortunately, we won't be able to play at the screening. But throughout the weekend, we might be able to catch a plane somewhere.
Okay, excellent. And, you know, so if let's play 30 seconds from the song then. Again, it's Annie. So we'll let listeners hear that for a second.
Great. And if people, you know, go to brightbluegorilla.com to hear more of the music.
Okay. brightbluegorilla.com to hear more of the music, and that's also where they can stay tuned. Will you be having updates maybe on Facebook or something like that, so that if people do want to follow and see if you're at someplace in Prescott to hear you
sure.
play?
Sure, on Facebook, Bright Blue Gorilla, or Go With The Flow. We do have Facebook pages, so it's great to be all there.
Excellent, and well, you know, it's been great to catch up with you again here on Breakthrough Entertainment. And, you know, we would love to continue to track the progress of Go With LaFleau. And, you know, if you're ever in Phoenix, a little bit closer south, please let us know. And we would love to have you in studio.
Sounds great. We'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Love to visit you next time.
Absolutely. And once again, for our listeners, the movie is called Go With LaFleau. And it is screening 10 a.m. Friday, July 25th at the Prescott Film Festival. And, you know, go to brightbluegorilla.com and, you know, and say hi to filmmakers Robin Rosencrantz and Michael Glover. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and have a terrific weekend. Best of luck at the festival.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, excellent.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Yeah, looks absolutely. Like a funny movie. I have not seen that, though.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so, yeah, definitely
You've
check
seen
it,
it
out. Yes, I have. It's a very good film.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and, you know, the music is very important to it. So, you know, I would say the music is the key, the component. Like they said, it's a comedy, but yeah, yeah. That's why I love
you
playing
like
all the
French,
music.
You like the French. You know, what, this is what I like about Woody Allen is that his music, right, Eric? Usually behind his movies.
Yeah, he's always got some
pretty cool
music.
I always like it.
Yeah, yeah.
You well, like it?
Yeah, well, I don't really care for Woody Allen movies all that much, but I do love music, and, you know, this is just the fact that... we've said it a thousand times before on the show.
We have.
Music,
I don't remember.
Music makes movies.
I never heard you say that. You
yes,
said
you
it's
have.
Been a thousand.
Nobody bats a thousand.
What? Oh, yeah. What? But you did say a thousand times. Okay, getting any more texts on the joke about, not the joke, but the
no,
tragedy
nobody
of
is,
no one's peeled your banana.
Nobody is. Anyway.
What? No?
What?
I like banana cream pie, by the way.
I bet you like banana
okay.
cream pie.
Anyway, well, that Jody said the weight
you know,
of a man.
Women like it if you
Greg
like banana cream pie.
Greg would have loved that comment. Okay, but he...
No, he would have only liked it if it was the way to a man's heart is a granola bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was
so
a
anyway,
good one, too.
So who do we... Oh, so we still have some really interesting things
yeah,
coming up.
Yeah, you know, if you like dating and you like being naked, you're going to love our next guest in the next hour.
A new TV series.
It's a new TV series called Dating Naked.
Almost like that dating and being afraid. But,
yeah, but
you know, that could be the same topic, though.
It could be.
Dating naked could be dating and being afraid of being dating or naked.
I've
Which
never
one would you
on,
be afraid of,
I,
dating or being
I'd
naked?
I'd be more afraid of dating.
Not being naked?
No.
What would happen?
I don't know. Why? Turn off your ringtone and...
Oh, yeah. I'm getting texts. I'm enjoying the show.
Okay. Well, very good. But anyway...
Are you just happy to see me?
Let you know, if anyone is interested in dating naked, 602-252-1480. My name is Joseph. And this song is from...
From?
Eurotrip. Scotty Doesn't Know by Lustra. I had to cut out a lot of the beginning of this song because...
Why?
What doesn't Scotty know?
Oh,
his girlfriend is with Matt Damon.
Yeah, his girlfriend is...
I mean Scotty. You mean from Star Trek?
No, Scotty
There's
really
a lot of tension
know that
being relieved.
Everyone was with Matt Damon.
Someone's naked, dating. Yeah.
Oh, and
anyway.
That's coming up, what, in 20 minutes?
Yeah, about 20 minutes
yeah,
or so.
Yeah, brand new show. You definitely want to check that out, VH1.
Don't tell Scotty.
Oh, I don't
Scotty
know Scotty.
Scotty doesn't know.
I only know the Scotty of Star Trek.
I'm going to tell him myself.
Oh, what are you going to tell him?
All right,
you don't know.
You're going to break his heart.
Oh, man. Joseph, you're a heartbreaker.
Oh, boy.
Aren't you? Yeah. Anyway, this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
This is 1480.